baby at night. When the moon is yellow and fat,
a handsome sheik's gonna kiss your cheek, wear a turban hat.
On one Arabian night, said the fortune teller to me,
I'll lead your hand to a Hindu stand, buy you a ring, you'll see. Don't rub your eyes, it's no mirage. That's a real life camel in my garage. Come to town, I'm coming on. In a way we'll ride you side by side.
On one Arabian night, gonna meet you, baby, I know.
We'll honeymoon on a desert dune, and I'll never let you go. I'm as lonely as a sphinx by the River Nile. Won't somebody break my jinx? My camel's walked a mile. Lonely like a caravan creeps across the land. My true love is calling me, it's written in the sand.
Don't rub your eyes, it's no mirage. That's a real life camel in my garage. Comes the dawn, I'm climbing on.
In a way we'll ride you side by side.
On one Arabian night, gonna meet you, baby, I know.
We'll honeymoon on a desert dune, and I'll never let you go.
Never let you go. Never let you go. Never let you go.
Well, at least that wins a prize for probably the best rhyme we had so far in an opening song.
That's so good. Don't rub your eyes.
It's no mirage.
It's a real live camel.
In my garage. That's pretty good, isn't it? Come on, it's good.
It's really good.
I love cliche faux oriental stuff. And yeah. Didn't we end the last show with one? Oh, yeah, that was also funny.
Yeah. I remember now.
Yes, yeah. That's funny. I'm not sure if you noticed that wherever you're listening, for you Americans, anything Orient is anything east of the U.S. So it could be Middle East, it could be India, it could be Far East Asia. It's all Orient. That's what you call it.
Yeah.
Here in Central Europe, we call the Oriental places just the like anything Middle East region, and yeah, we call Far East or Asia. So it's funny. So Oriental means something different in Europe and in the
US. Where you're at. But yeah, why is it every, no matter where you're at in the world, I'm not sure about China, but if you dig a hole, you always say dig a hole to China, even in Germany.
No, we don't say that in Germany.
In the US, all
the
over
funny
the
thing
place
is
this.
No matter where you say it, it's not true.
Yeah.
You gotta be in the middle of the Pacific to actually get out there. Yeah.
And that was the four top hatters.
But they wore a turban, I thought.
the modern American turban, yes. Whatever, the top hats. One Arabian Nights on the Cadence.
It's got a sticker. What does the sticker say?
It's MOA. That's what it says. Okay. Q302B.
Okay. yeah, it's Galiga Shoji again. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
No subject here, just the usual.
Another pull and spin.
We started this way, and I think we're just really bad at doing any preparation. So I found a record that I played you the other side of before. I played you the other side,
yes,
of Larry Young, Billy Switch. This is the flip side here is called No Sleep, No Rest, which is kind of good because I just made myself a coffee because I'm a little bit tired. But hey, no
Wake
sleep,
up!
No rest. Larry Young. On what is this? Will it?
No sleep, no rest. No sleep, no rest.
No sleep, no rest.
No sleep, no rest.
No sleep without you. Crazy about you. Why did I doubt you? No sleep, no rest.
No sleep, no rest.
No sleep for me until you're in my arms.
sleep, baby. No sleep, I'm hungry for your loving arms, pretty baby. No sleep, no rest.
No sleep, no rest.
Your kissing is the best.
No sleep, no rest.
Fussing in my loneliness. No sleep, no rest.
No sleep, no rest.
And toss and toss and toss and turn and wait and wait and wait and wait and yearn and cry and cry and cry until my eyes are burning. And no sleep, no rest.
No sleep, no rest.
No sleep for me until you're in my arms, pretty baby. And no sleep, no rest.
No sleep, no rest.
Your kissing is the best.
No sleep, no rest.
Tossing in my loneliness. No sleep, no rest.
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 Volcano, volcano rock. She sings with steam and shouts with a roar, dances with a flame and rocks with a floor. Her lava flowed, her cinders flew high, the fire and rock shot up in the sky. The birds flew higher out of the way, the mountain below started to sway. The people ran, the fishes they swam, as she started with the rock and roll jam.
Volcano, volcano rock.
Rocking the earth with a mighty loud quake. Her flame shot higher, her rock stumbled down. She dressed in her molten, flowing lava gown. The spray shook, her top was blown. There was nothing left but her head was cone. The earth was rumbling from the big shock, but she kept right on with rolling the rock.
Volcano, volcano.
I really seem to become friends with bongos.
Well, there's certain...
It's got to fit, of course, yeah. Yes. But normally when the thing you associate with bongos is always like, you know, hippie stuff and things
like people
like
in the Heder Park across the street from my house playing bongos at 2 in the morning that never learned how to play.
Yes,
they're just
but really, and this kind of stuff is really good, especially when it's really fast. Yeah,
that was Tommy Mercer, Volcano Rock, obviously, on Volcano label.
A surprise.
Yeah, Volcano Rocks, they're pretty beautiful. I was in Hawaii last year, and for a little while, it's really interesting to see the land, just black rocks everywhere.
Yeah.
But after a while, you've seen enough.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
for sure.
All there are black rocks. It's kind of like the desert, I guess,
when you see
sand.
I can't judge that because I've never been there. I have never seen volcano rocks.
The first half hour walking around is beautiful.
Okay. I'd rather walk in liquid lava.
Liquid lava.
I would do that.
Is that why you're going to play something devilish?
Devilish. Well, Johnny Tyler, they called him the singing preacher. A very Christian man here, always teaching you to be a good person. He kind of overdid it. I think he had tons of songs with the devil as a subject. I kind of like it. This is on a Rural Rhythm EP, The Devil's Slate. And what I like about it is the guitar. The whole EP is good. And I think he has another Rural Rhythm EP. There's some guy playing guitar. I don't know if it's Johnny Tyler himself, but he sounds pretty good. And Yeah. So,
how many preachers are there out there that actually did 50s rockabilly and things like that? Are there a couple more?
10,000, yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's not
what,
like.
What was the one that's recently with this TV evangelist?
Yes. Ah, man, what is his name? Ken Copeland.
Ken Copeland, yes.
Have you. Did we laugh about this ever?
No, we never bought it because we were thinking about finding one of those records, but they're also
that
horrible.
That is something you need to. If I think you all saw this by now, but I think it was kind of the beginning of the COVID-19 thing. I saw a video that went viral on the internet and it was just incredible to watch. There was what were they called? Tele-evangelists. I think I told this story already. We don't have these kind of things here, but they're like huge arenas with lighting show and everything. And there was this incredible creepy man with eyes like the devil himself. He was kind of trying to preach away COVID-19. And they made, that was one of the greatest things that happened on the internet this year was, that somebody did a remix of this doing COVID-19, COVID-19, burn this thing. It was absolutely hilarious. You have to look at this up. And then as I saw this, I was laughing, falling on the ground. And then I thought, man, Ken Copeland, that name tells me something. I looked at my record box. Kenneth Copeland. Yes, Ken Copeland had some 45s that weren't good. He was trying to be a rock and roll singer. It wasn't good. And
now he's a millionaire from TV evangelist.
He has like several airplanes and stuff like that. And yes, I looked this up, and I think Where the Rio de Rosa Flows is a heated version of that. And he couldn't really sing. It was boring. And I think in the early 60s, he decided that, making music doesn't lead very far, and so he became a TV preacher. And this guy is hilarious to look at. It's unbelievable. And people do watch that. It's like not like, okay, that's like a in his village at home somewhere in Texas, I think the 10 folks believing in that kind of shit.
The south of the US is really big.
Yes,
church and really, Bible belt, so
yes. But anyway, speaking of Bibles and whatever, here is Johnny Tyler, the singing preacher, The Devil's Slate.
People stand in church, swear they're a saint. Well, maybe they is, then maybe they ain't. Better think it over before it's too late, 'cause your name might be on that old devil's sleigh. Don't put your name on the devil's sleigh. Love thy neighbor, respect his mate. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not hate. Just keep your name off the devil's sleigh. People laugh and see their neighbor's no good, but who is you to say I'm not good? 'Twas God made Eve, he made Adam too, and brother, he made me same as he made you. God made the world, Lord, he made it good, but you mind your own business, stay in your own neighborhood. There's no room for hatred, no room for doubt. The devil gonna get you, you don't watch out. Don't put your name on the devil's sleigh. Love thy neighbor, respect his mate. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not hate. Lord, just keep your name off the devil's sleigh.
Well, he meant to be good, but it doesn't. Not everything makes sense. But here's another one.
There was some sinner traveled away from God, and they traveled in a thing they called an old hot rod.
In this car that was plumb full of sin, there was two mean women and two mean men, and the Lordy didn't like it.
The Lordy didn't like it.
No, the Lordy didn't like it.
The Lordy didn't like it.
No, the Lordy didn't like it. He didn't like it at all. Grabbed the car and he gave it a shake, and they all prayed to God for just one little break. But the Lord, he didn't hear him.
The Lord, he didn't hear him.
No, the Lord, he didn't hear him.
The Lord, he didn't hear him.
No, the Lord, he didn't hear him. He didn't heed the drunkard's call. Everybody knew that they would soon be dead. Just then the sinner woke up and he began to scream, and he thanked the Lord that it was only a dream. He got out of bed, he got down on his knees, and he begged the Lord, forgive me please. And the Lord, he heard him.
The Lord, he heard him.
Yes, the Lord, he heard him.
The Lord, he heard him.
Yes, the Lord, he heard him. He heard that drunkard's call.
Lord,
yeah,
Lord.
Some double preaching.
Some double preaching.
Yeah, Joni Tyler, that man, that's on a transparent red vinyl.
This was Devil's Hot Rod.
On Echo, the double K Echo.
Joni Tyler and his band.
Mm-hmm.
On the Echo. Yeah, it's a red, clear vinyl.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I think I don't have any transparent vinyl anywhere, originally.
Anywhere.
It's crazy. Okay, here's some other... I still don't know who the guitarist was on this Rural Rhythm 45, but I do know who the guitarist is on the next record. And you know that too. I don't know why it once started that probably every record where Eddie Cochran ever played guitar on was like, oh, it's an Eddie on guitar, it's an Eddie on guitar. And here's one that's not really overplayed, Buddy Lowe. It happened to me. Don't think this is a very familiar record, although it's another one with Eddie on guitar, and it's pretty good. And it's a really good sound. Listen to this.
Thank you. green eyes, little starry eyes, I hold you close to me, and I realize, oh, stars shine, and your lips close to mine, oh, such a love divine, oh, lucky me. The water whispers low, how I love you so, how I'll never, ever let you go. The wind seems to say that it was meant this way. Please don't run away, I love you so. We fell in love tonight, and the whole world seemed bright. The stars in your eyes match those in the sky. And as things will pass, I know our love will last. I'll always have you, little starry eyes. I'll always have you, little starry eyes. Ooh, I'll always have you, little starry eyes.
Whoa! I'm sorry. I consider this a perfect teener,
so
a teen
romantic.
Popcorn romantic. This is really beautiful. I like that a lot. I mean, many, you know, ballads of rock and roll artists are sometimes very cheesy, and this is just beautiful. It's really nice. Johnny
Since
Garner.
You played an Imperial last one, I thought I'd
we
pull
both
out my Imperial.
Double shot
little
of Imperial.
Starry eyes, Johnny Garner. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise.
Yes. The other four, is it the flip side of Dee 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 Dee? No.
Kiss Me Sweet.
Oh, Kiss Me Sweet, yes, yes. Here's another one, Dee 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 Dee. Kind of good, but this one's really beautiful. Okay. Normally, Skaba is the person who plays, like, also later country records. Now it's me. I'm going to play you a mid-60s country record that is somehow really beautiful. Barbara Mandrell, Alone in the Crowd. Sort of somewhere.
So good.
It's really beautiful. I saw that in the shop and was completely dirt cheap. Never heard it.
For me, it's really surprising because
nice.
I know Barbara Mandrell. He doesn't know him. And then
I didn't
I was
even
like,
know her.
What? This is something completely different from me to hear. So
yeah. On Moss Ride Records. Where's the button I should push?
Yeah. Play.
In the smoky filled room, there's 100 people round, all dancing and loud, alone in the crowd. They're all talking about nothing and speaking about things. In the smoky filled room, there's 100 people round, all dancing and loud, alone in the crowd. They're all wishing and dreaming and getting their kicks by laughing at each other, and it's made something new and try to justify the way they exist in their world of alibi. In the smoky filled room, there's 100 people around, all dancing and loud, alone in the crowd.
crowd. They're all sitting and living in a world by themselves, and the only word used is a word called self. In the smoky film room, there's 100 people around, all dancing and loud, but I'm alone in the crowd.
Then he heard the news that was going around town about 7 young kids trapped under the ground. He followed the town folk down to the mine, all scared to death of what they might find. The children were trapped in a shaft some 80 feet below, with room for only one man to go. Man after man had tried to move those stones, but they were all too heavy for just one man alone. Red River Jake was a traveler by terrain. The banks of the river was the where he stayed. 7 feet tall and built like a bear, he had steel blue eyes and black hair. He had steel blue eyes and black hair. Well, Jake shoved the men aside and he went down in the ground. He grabbed those rocks and started moving them around. He worked all night and part of the next day, and no one knows how he moved those stones away. Well, Jake crawled out of that hole more dead than alive, with 7 scared kids to the town folks' surprise. They said, "Jake, we were wrong the way we did you in the past. We'd like to make amends, we'll do anything you ask." He said, "For years I've tried to make friends with you folks, just wanted to belong and not be the object of your jokes. Well, you keep your friendship, I believe I'll turn it down. For you see, you're all a bunch of hypocrites in this God-forsaken town."
Yeah.
Hypocrites.
Exactly. I like that song mostly for the last line it has. It's really
so
good.
It's
a bit. It starts a bit cheesy in tons of songs like "Big Bad John" and "Strong Black Man." If I ever get to rescue people from caved-in mine, then I want you to make a song about me. And I want the end to be just like that. Hypocrites.
Hypocrites.
Really good.
Who is that? Don't make fun of people. It's not nice.
That's right.
This was Tom Slyne, Red River Jake, obviously Slyne. On the Sarge label.
Yes. I have one too on the same
Texas.
Label. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about the Sarg label. Sarg? Sarge?
Sarge? Sarg? Oh,
Sarg, S-A-R-G, they had made a lot of pressings in the 70s. There were alleged pressings in the 70s made by the Sarg label itself, but I can never really tell which is a 50s pressing, which is a 70s pressing. And I don't really care, but I have a classic here for you. Mean Gene, Len Bland, always a song that most people cannot really dislike, although the sound is not really good. It's got a weird recording, but it's just beautiful. Listen to this.
Well, I know a girl needs some mean. Kids all call him a fight machine.
Find a spark deep down. deep down, a little lonely and always dark deep down. Deep down. Deep down. Deep down.
When I first heard this, it starts, you know, with the instruments, and I thought, oh yeah, all right, Jody Reynolds, Tarantula, of course. And then, oh, somebody's singing. What? I don't know why. I mean, this is definitely, I mean, I would put my hand in the fire for the fact that this is definitely the recording of Jody Reynolds' Tarantula with a voiceover. And somehow the voice sounds like Lee Hazelwood, but he's not. It was Deep Down, Billy and Mark. Also on Demon, just like Jody Reynolds. I don't know why they did this. Maybe they thought, okay, Tarantula wasn't a hit, so let's put some vocals on, see if it becomes one. Didn't. Yeah, anyway. And speaking of Jody Reynolds, one of the many cover versions of Endless Sleep, I think Endless Sleep was his biggest hit, I don't know. Here's an interesting cover version of that. That's Jimmy Witherspoon. Yes, indeed. A blues artist doing an echoey interpretation of the song. It's pretty much sounds very similar. It's really good, actually. I would say that's my favorite version. Listen to this. So, Jimmy Witherspoon, Endless Sleep on RIP or RIP.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. I traced her footsteps down by the shore. Fred, she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seems to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her all alone tonight? That's why our footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Saw her near. I reached for my darling. I held her close to me. Stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby away from me. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep.
Oh, surprising end on this endless sleep.
Surprise!
It was crackly, it was kind of a hammered record, and still I loved it to sound so much more than the one of Glenn Bland. That was a horribly sounding pressing. I didn't like this at all, but that was pretty good now. And Reynolds is all among us. We have another Reynolds here.
Reynolds? Yeah, from...
From Jody to Mike Reynolds.
It
sounds like a love letter.
Mike Reynolds and Bill Payne, to be exact. And this is When Will I Find Her on the Gum label. And I don't think this one's so rare, but it's very interesting.
It's and especially it's great. It's really good. And I never heard about it. And it's This record looks like brand new.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's ever been
somehow obscured. What is that?
The other one on Sarge also looked like it's never been played. And that's, for me, the most interesting, to find records from the 50s at this time, 2020, you know, that look like they've actually never been taken out of the box, which is really nice to find.
Maybe that's the difference between you and me, because I always complain about when I play my records here and I thought, oh man, that's a dead copy. This thing is hammered. Ah, that's a wall hanger. And that's just because I always thought, I'm okay with a VG minus. Well, G plus is also fine.
Maybe the taste that you have and people like more than the taste that I have, because the records I play, no one plays them, but your records are always played a lot.
No, Skaba, I think the difference is that you actually say, I don't care if it's $250, I buy it. It's mint minus. This is one of those. It's
not
really
as picky, that's for sure. I'll wait for a G minus.
If any of you has an information about this record, let us know. Mike Reynolds and
Bill Payne. Somehow I think there was a story behind this, but I don't remember it all and why I think that. But
which side are you playing?
When will I find her? I think I'll save the other side for
a different
show.
Other side's pretty great.
Yeah. But
here we go.
He'll find her on the other side next show.
When will I find her? When will she come my way? And
call this a reggae garage teener. Yes. if such a thing exists, then this must be it. I like that a lot. Tell us all about it. Here's a song.
Tell us all about it.
This here is Craig Brown, Cell Walls.
The sun shines no more. Behind these bars.
a beast locked in its stall. I'm in a prison cell of four walls.
Here we are.
Hello.
Well. Cell Walls.
Yes.
I also pulled out a version of Cell Walls I wanted to play, but then he beat me to it. So
I think it's to listen to the same song twice in a row. It's kind of boring. But
well, no, then I'll save my Cell Walls for a different day. Exactly. But then I'm going to play this same record, but the other side, because it's also I like the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is Tommy Ure. What's it? German. What is it?
It's UHR, which is, yes, that is German and means clock.
Yeah, it's or time, funny. Hour, whatever. Yeah.
Funny.
Cold-hearted woman.
Mm-hmm. And does it also have an accordion? Because did you just notice that I played this a record? I played you a record that features an accordion. This
we
might
like
be the
accordions.
Only...
Hmm? We don't like accordions.
Actually, accordions are disgusting. And somehow in this record it fits. It was different and that's where it belongs.
There's not been some really exceptions, anywhere. Yeah.
Yes, so this might be the only time you ever hear a record with an accordion on my turntable.
Never say never.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the 20th Fox label, so Cold-Hearted Woman.
Mm-hmm. It's you, huh?
Exactly.
Have you seen my cold-hearted woman tonight? She's out alone and I know she's not doing me right. If you see her, tell her to come back to me. I'm home alone in misery. When you see my cold-hearted woman tonight, got blonde hair and her eyes are the deepest of blue. When you see her walking, you'll know why I'm so blue. Well, your eyes will light up like a neon sign. She'll run up and down your spine when you see my cold-hearted woman tonight. She left my house about a quarter to three. At 5:10, it seems like eternity. Well, now, I'm not bragging or starting a fight. If you see her, tell her the truth and you're right. When you see my cold-hearted woman tonight.
In my style. Well, we drive down the street, she says close to me. All the boys look and holler, ooh, we want a dolly.
What a
honey. Oh, what a honey.
What a dolly.
You can stand in love, but don't you touch. She's my little gal that I love so much. So I don't want to ever let her go. She got dark brown hair and the sweetest lip. She makes my little old heart just whip. What a dolly.
What a honey.
Oh, what a honey.
What a dolly.
She got big blue eyes and the sweetest smile. I'm gonna make her mine, oh mine.
Satisfied till you've got me in a whirl. You're not content to be just a sweet loving girl. You don't feel at home till I'm dissatisfied. That's the way I stay, so you ought to be right at home all the time. Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, and he saved a place for you. Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, oh Satan's waiting just to give his job to you. Cut his army right square dab in two. Lick any fool with half the force if they like to fight like you. I guess I must be stupid, but I just can't understand how one woman can think of so much torture for a man. Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, and he saved a place for you. Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, oh Satan's waiting just to give his job to you. Satan's waiting, and he saved a place for you. Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, oh Satan's waiting just to give his job to you.
Yay!
Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
That's my record, it's mine.
And you played. We just noticed that. Is it my turn? Is it your turn? I think we just played three in a row. Doesn't matter.
Sometimes that happens. Satan couldn't wait any longer. I couldn't wait any longer.
Yeah.
This is a new addition to my family, and I'm very, very, very happy to have it. Finally, this is a star day. Sonny Burns, Satan's Waiting.
I would say that's my favorite Sonny Burns 45.
Yes.
It's really good. And before that, I squeezed in just a classic, a very obvious choice. What a Dolly, Red Berry and the Bell Raves on Dream. That's just a fantastic record. I tried to play that guitar break before. Made a fool of myself. Really nice. Not a very good copy that I have, but I enjoy every single second of it. So, yeah, some classic for you. And now we have a kind of a Kesha-like set a little bit. This is a record that's been often played among all the 5,000 million Kesha-likes. And this is interesting for one reason. It's a good record. It's not that rare. Bud Lan, Nana's Rhythm Master's Running Man on Bell Records. And it's a good record. But what is fascinating, and nobody could ever give me an answer why it does, why it is that way. Wait a second, I have to go to the label to read it to you. It says Bell Records, Denver City, KKK, Dallas. What does the triple K do on this label? I have no idea what it is all about.
The only thing it does, we all know.
There was an article about Dallas? This label on the Bell Records, Bell label in Denver City was not a small, I think it was an oil town, yeah. Not even a city. And there was an article on the internet about this and the records from the Bell label. And there was nothing mentioned about why does it say KKK. I really don't think that it is what you think it is. I really doubt it.
What else it could mean, but yeah.
I don't think so. I wouldn't put that on a label. It really makes no sense to me. Maybe it was the initials of the label owner or something.
Yeah,
so has
a swastika label. Also, people say
that. Yes, but that. Yeah, did you know that the swastika label? That's
just Cuckoo record. Yeah.
Kuka Records, that the first release, Willie Train's Thunderbirds, put out a record on a label that they created. That's a long story now. Should we do this? But the record I will never see. But yes, there is actually a record out in the 50s that was named Swastika. And on top of the label, there was a big swastika. And they put out this record. I guess they weren't even thinking about that, what they were doing. And then people told them, like, guys, you cannot do that. Oh, really? What does it mean? What is all about a swastika? Do you remember what this is all about? Oh, really? And then they changed the label name and it turned out to become Kuka Records.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. It can't be the same. I don't, people aren't that stupid, are they?
I do believe people are that stupid.
There has to be some kind of truth behind it that they were...
I don't know. So another task for you, you five listeners,
find out why this record
on the Bell... There were some other few 45s on the Bell label. Nothing racist, no crap at all. Really just average records. Why does it say KKK on top of the record? Find out. But first of all, listen to this Kesha-like Running Man.
I want to catch me a train and move on down that line. I want to keep on moving, God, I can't lose any time. Mr. Engineer, man, make that whistle whine. When we get on down, gonna have him stop this train. Oh, the bills are the breeze and it sure does ease my pain. Mr. Engineer, man, please stop your train.
Devil in disguise. You promise things no man can realize. On flights of make-believe, you send the mind. You're a one-way trip to a world of another kind. Your petals may be found across our land.
And I reckon you're mean enough to grow in sand. In a backyard garden or a high-rise window box, you're there in the country or among the city's blocks. Marijuana, you're the father of the lie. And sometimes I'm made to wonder why that folks are deceived by your flower and held the prisoners of your mystic powers. Marijuana, your leaves could tell a tale that would chill, but you won't talk, and I guess you never will. For it silently you prey upon the youth as they search for love and peace and truth. Marijuana, may your name pass from the scene, and may the world forget you've ever been. And if folks should wonder how you fell, we'll say the devil planted you in hell.
So, this is actually such a horrible record.
What? Yeah, I had to buy this, and the reason is I bought it for a friend of ours who actually had their birthday recently. And I thought maybe playing it before I had to give it to him would be a funny thing. Since we'll see him on Sunday, it's our friend Chicken Kazi, who's a good friend of ours, a fellow DJ and record collector, mm-hmm. who was going to be DJing with us on Sunday at a party.
And we all know why Skaba is giving this record to him. Because him on decline due to marijuana.
Marijuana.
The devil.
Actually, I did some spying on you, Kazi.
What?
I looked on Discogs to look into your collection and to see if you might have this. And I saw on the wants list that it's on your wants list. So that's the, yeah. So happy birthday, Kazi. This one's for you. I hope you don't have it already. Anyway.
And if he does, it doesn't matter. It's a funny little thing to give you anyway. And
by the way, that was Johnny Price, Marijuana, the Devil Flower.
So dramatic.
Rexel Records.
Think about it, really. It's,
yeah, but really.
It's horrible. Marijuana is
just say no to drugs.
They were serious. These guys were really serious. Also, less serious is a guy, I wonder why I haven't played him before. Nervous Norris. I mean, speaking of Shaking Kazi, Ape Call.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Back in history, before time began, all the real cool cats had a solid plan. When they dug a nervous chick, they all to a man went. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You wanna be cool, man? Go ape. Young Mighty Joe swinging through the trees was the king of everything that roosted in the leaves. But when he saw a girl ape a hanging in the breeze, he went. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You like to be hip, boy? Go ape. Big dinosaur was a long, tall lizard. He drift through the jungle like a slow blizzard. But when he got a double-taken lady lizard, he'd... Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You wanna be sharp, cat? Go ape. A pterodactyl was a flying fool. Just I thought I'd break in and tell you what a pterodactyl was. Well, it was sort of a stork-looking bat with sharp teeth that cruised around looking for... Say, we haven't changed a bit, have we, cats? A pterodactyl was a flying fool, just a breeze-flapping daddy of the old school. But a mama dactyl could sure make him drool. Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodle yabba. Ape call, doodle yabba. Don't be a square, Joe. Go ape. Now, old Papa Tiger was the boss of the Nile, just a sport model cat with a solid style. He was old King Cool till the girl tiger smiled. Ape call, doodle yabba. Ape call, doodle yabba. Ape call, doodle yabba. Bezorch daddy-o, go ape. Adam was the first boy in the land, a big Mallaroonie daddy with an iron hand. But when little Eva said,
hi, man.
Ape call, doodle yabba. Ape call, doodle yabba. Ape call, doodle yabba. Don't be a cube rube, go ape. So remember to ape call today.
Whenever I hear Nervous Norvis, always picture a teacher. A teacher with glasses on, with a stick in his hand in front of a blackboard and telling the kids...
to go ape.
To go ape. I love that guy. Yeah. I don't know. It's just... might be overplayed, but he's always... I don't know. It was really cute. Something really special. And the show is over. Here we are. That was it.
There we go.
There you go.
So I'm going to, he did a double hitter earlier, so I'm going to do more of a double quitter because we always end the show with more or less of a song that's a good ender. Everyone wants to end the show.
that can be easily overlooked and overheard.
Like push stop now.
The last one we play for the label because the label is just beautiful.
Yeah, the label's beautiful. before that we had done a lot of actually covers or likes, whatever kind of thing. This one is actually a cover. It's on Bobbin label. It's Ulyss Blattner.
You might want to cue it up before you actually play it. It's really good.
And the last one is Alicia Adams and Bobby Sims, The Big Red Devil on Beep Records.
That's a cool label. Who wrote that song? I want to read that. I think that's, what is that, Scottish or Welsh?
Double L Y N.
So,
Llewellyn.
Llewellyn, please pronounce that right. Call us in our radio tower and correct us. Yeah, the radio tower. That's exactly what's on the label.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And then we say goodbye to you all.
Till next time, this was Highfalutin Mama, and next to me is...
I don't know, the record player?
Good old Marty Mishka.
thanks for listening, and come back. Ciao.
Now listen to me, buddy. And try to understand. And you will hear the stories about a given man. One night while playing poker, a pretty little girl walked by. He said, I'll marry this woman, or fellas I He married this little woman, he married her in St. Joe. And everywhere that the gambling man went, with him she did go. One night while playing blackjack, five aces he laid down. Now you can see her rambling, She rambles all over the land. She's not in search of fortune. She wants her gambling man.
Of the devil, I'm just a mean big red devil.
You're just a mean big red devil, but baby, I love the devil in you.
You look and act like an angel, so sweet and good like an angel.
You look and act like the devil, but honey, I love the devil in you.
Love to hold you over the fire till you give in to my desire.
You treat me just like the devil. You bring me down to your level.
I'm just a mean big red devil.
But honey, I love the devil in you. Down to your level.
I'm just a mean big red devil.
But honey, I love the devil in you.
She says she loves the devil in me. I'm glad she loves the devil in me.
Yes, we played that just for the label. Goodbye.